Okay, this morning we're going to have a focus on our on Thanksgiving, obviously, but I've been doing a series, and I'm incorporated something about Thanksgiving as part of this series, and we're calling it Getting a Grip, Finding Balance in Your Life. And so this morning we're going to focus on how we can get a grip on being thankful. It's not something that we always naturally do. So we're just going to hear a few verses from the Bible in 1 Thessalonians 5. And it's just a few verses, but there's a lot packed in there. 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning at verse 16. It says these words: Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's our text for this morning. Dear people of God, as some of you might know, for the past couple of years, I've been taking some online mentoring with an organization called Church Renewal that's based out of Steinbeck, Manitoba. And as pastors, we are mentored in different things. And as part of our homework, every week we have some homework that comes along with this mentoring. For this past week, our homework was to spend an hour listening to the Holy Spirit to bring to mind things that we are thankful for. So what I did this past week is I spent an hour, and I had a piece of paper, and I just asked God, just bring to mind things that you want me to feel thankful about in my life. And it was really an amazing time for me to just reflect on how much I really have to be thankful for. It was a helpful exercise for me. I actually filled up two full pages of different aspects of my life that I'm thankful for. And those of you who know my writing is small. And you know, I would encourage you to do that sometime. Maybe today, maybe this weekend. Just to take a chunk of time, pull out a piece of paper and a pen, and just start to write down things that God reminds you of that we're thankful about. Now, I say that because I think we all have times in our lives where we don't always feel that thankful about how we feel life is going in our lives. As I was doing this exercise this past week, it made me think of an experience that I had 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I had to preach a Thanksgiving message like this, and I'll admit, it wasn't something I wanted to do. It was the first anniversary after the death of my first wife, and I'll admit, I really didn't feel all that thankful. And I really didn't feel like preaching a Thanksgiving service that year. And as I remember at that time, I thought, sure, I still have things to be thankful about. We all do. But sometimes we have times in our lives where we don't always feel that thankful. And I suspect there might be some of us here this morning who might feel that way. I would like to think that for many of us, as we think about this past year, we say, yeah, this has been a really good year for us. It's hard not to be thankful for the way things have been going for us in our family or in our own lives. But there are others of us, it's been a tough year. And sometimes it's hard to focus on the blessings of our lives when the trials and the struggles of life are overwhelming for us. And you know, I think it's okay to feel that way sometimes, because God understands how we feel. And God encourages us to be open and honest with Him about how we feel in every aspect of our lives, whether we're grateful and thankful or those times in our lives where we find it difficult to be thankful. I mean, read through the section of the Bible called the Psalms sometime. And as you read the Psalms, you'll read how gut level honest the psalmists are about God and about some of the things that they struggle with in their lives. And as I read those Psalms, I find it amazing how as much as the psalmists often pour out their hearts to God, by the end of the psalm, they are ending it on a note of praise and thanksgiving to God because they've poured out their hearts to God, and by the end of that, they are feeling more thankful in their lives. So how do we get a grip on being more thankful? How can we be thankful even when we don't always feel that thankful? Well, one way is to realize that things could be worse. To look around and to notice people who have it much worse than we do. And that God has helped us to persevere despite some of the struggles of our lives. Listen to something I found this week that helps to keep things into perspective. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you're more blessed than 6 million people who won't even survive the coming week. If you've never experienced the dangers of war, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you're ahead of 500 million people of this world. If you can attend a church service without fear of persecution, arrest, torture of death, you are more blessed than 3 billion people in this world. If you have food in the fridge, clothes on your back, and a roof over your head, you're richer than 75% of this world. If you have money in the bank, money in your wallet, and spare change in a dish somewhere, you're among the top 8% of the world's wealthy people. That gives us something to think about, doesn't it, on this Thanksgiving weekend? I mean, we might struggle with some of the hardships, tough times of our lives, and especially sometimes those things that we don't have anymore, but let's never forget how much God still blesses us on a daily basis. Things could be much worse. It's like the Peanuts cartoon where Charlie Brown brings Snoopy's dinner on Thanksgiving Day. And it was just his usual dog food in a bowl. And Snoopy takes one look and says, "This isn't fair. The rest of the world today is eating turkey with all the trimmings, and all I get is dog food." And he stares at his food for a moment, and then he says, "I guess it could be worse. I could be a turkey." Whenever we begin to think that life is unfair for us, we need to think again. We could be a turkey on Thanksgiving Day. We could be living in some developing country where the people have little or nothing in their lives. Or like the people in the Bahamas who recently lost everything due to the devastating effects of Hurricane Dorian. We still have a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving weekend. And that's what the Apostle Paul is getting at in our text from 1 Thessalonians 5. Notice that Paul doesn't say that we need to be thankful for all the circumstances of our lives. Instead, and take note, this is what he says in verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In other words, no matter how difficult the circumstances of our lives at times, with God's help, we can still find things to be thankful about in each of our lives. Now, when the Apostle Paul writes this, he's speaking from his own experience. When he tells us to give thanks in all the circumstances of our lives. Because when Paul is writing this letter to the Thessalonians, it's not like Paul is sitting in a plush office while he's writing this letter. Paul had traveled from city to city spreading the good news of God's salvation in Jesus, and Paul regularly found himself beat up and put in prison for being a witness for Christ like that. And still, a constant theme throughout Paul's letters is his praise and thanksgiving to God, no matter what the circumstances of his life. And what was the source of Paul's thankfulness? Paul keeps his life in perspective by continually focusing on God's amazing gift of forgiveness and salvation in his son Jesus. Paul knew that he had done nothing to deserve this amazing gift of God's grace. At one point, Paul was, before his conversion, he was the greatest enemy of the church. He had tried to put Christians to death because he hated all the Christians who were part of the church. And then God literally stopped Paul in his tracks in his amazing conversion experience that we can read about in Acts 9. The Apostle Paul, he never forgot that. He never forgot how much God had done for him to turn his life around so dramatically. And now Paul's greatest passion was to tell other people about this amazing gift of God's forgiveness and salvation that he now was experiencing in Jesus. He was so thankful for God's gift of grace to him that he wanted everyone else to experience that in their lives also. Nothing could stop Paul from his pursuit of telling others about Jesus. Hence Paul's words in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. But even for Paul, this wasn't something he could do in his own strength. When Paul urges us to be joyful always in verse 16, and then in verse 18 where he urges us to give thanks in all circumstances, it's helpful here to notice two words that are plopped in the middle of those two commands. To be joyful always and to give thanks. Take note there. What's in the middle there? Pray continually. Because without our prayers for God's help, it's not possible for us to be joyful in our lives. Without our prayers for God's help, it's not possible for us to give thanks in all circumstances of our lives. We need to pray. To pray for God to give us the grace to recognize the things that we can be thankful for, no matter what the circumstances we find ourselves in our lives. In other words, our thankfulness as God's people flows out of an inner peace of knowing that everything will ultimately be all right, even when everything is going terribly wrong in our lives. Our thankfulness comes from the assurance that God will somehow see us even through the most difficult times of our lives. And that we can have the assurance that even these difficulties will someday come to an end, whether that be in this life or in the life to come. Now, for us to give thanks in all circumstances also means that we choose to act thankful in our lives. That we choose to demonstrate a spirit of thankfulness in the course of our daily living. And that begins with having a heart of service. when we look beyond our own struggles to involve ourselves in serving the needs of other people in our lives, what that does is it invariably raises the level of thankfulness in our own hearts and lives. And you know, in that regard, acting thankful also requires that we give something of ourselves. Take, for example, our finances. When we give of our money to the church or to some other worthy cause, it's really our way of giving back to God what God has blessed us with, what God has given to us in the first place in our lives. God is the source of all our material blessings in our lives. And even if you feel you don't have a lot to give, when you do give, it's our way of saying thank you to God. To thank God for all the material blessing that He has so richly blessed us with. And we act thankful, not just by sharing our material blessings with other people, but even more important, that we share our spiritual blessings with people around us. Because that's what motivated Paul's ability to give thanks in all circumstances of his life. The privilege of sharing his faith and his hope in Jesus with people all around him in the world that he lived with and in at that time. You see, the best way that we can show our appreciation and our thankfulness for God's gift of salvation to us in Jesus is that we share it with other people. That we share the riches of God's love, of God's grace with the people around us. Because there are so many people, even in our own community, there are people around us in this world who experience little thankfulness in their lives. There are going to be people in this community that we live in that aren't going to feel all that thankful this Thanksgiving weekend. And the primary reason why people are not thankful is because they don't have the hope that we have in Jesus. And God calls us to share the good news of Jesus Christ to the world that we live in. And as we share that good news, as people begin to experience that good news, we will see more thankfulness, more gratitude in our community and the world around us. Because it's this hope that we have in Jesus that helps us to keep life in proper perspective. When we focus on the good things that God has done for us, when we focus on the good things that God continues to do for us, we are able to rise above the trials and the disappointments of this life to still find things in our lives that we can be thankful for. That's what enables us to get a grip on being thankful. To live out what Paul urges us in verse 18. To give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. May God stir up that kind of spirit of thankfulness within each of our hearts and lives. And all God's people said, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know that sometimes we find it difficult to be thankful in our lives. It's so easy for us to sometimes focus on the things that we don't have rather than to focus on the many things that you've blessed us with in our lives. Lord, help us to learn to count our blessings, to count them one by one. And to realize that these are all blessings that you have given to us in our lives. Lord God, forgive us for the ways that we sometimes fail to recognize you as the source of our prosperity in this land of plenty. Forgive us for our lack of gratitude for your gift of grace, your gift of forgiveness to us in Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you will stir our hearts with your Holy Spirit to see things, to see life from your perspective. Help us to share our abundance with others. Help us not to hang on to our material things so tightly that we don't notice the needs of people around us. And even more so, Lord, help us to share the spiritual treasures of your gift of salvation with those who don't have that kind of hope as they live around us in this community and in our world as a whole. Help us, above all, to still give thanks in all circumstances of our lives, even when sometimes we struggle. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes focused on the hope that we have in Jesus, which is the source of all our thankfulness. And so we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.